Miners, then this is Michael.
Michael, it's Anne from RDI. How are you?
What up, Anne? Oh, we're doing pretty good over here.
Just living the dream, living the dream. Good win this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Right? I was so happy.
A nail biter.
We were going into that game. I was kind of expecting a little bit of a loss.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it because, you know, it's a long season. We play the Vikings twice at 5-0. Fine. That's division. Walking away with a win.
Ooh.
Wow. What a victory.
Feels good.
And you guys beat up on the Titans a little
we
bit this
did.
Weekend.
We did. We got that Amari Cooper trade. So we're, you
know,
we're killing ourselves.
With it too. Did you see the highlight of that touchdown?
Yes, how he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Wasn't that funny? And he's just like, one straight. He's like, all
right. He's like, okay. We appreciate
it. Yeah, that was great. Dude, that trade was for nothing. I can't believe how cheap he went.
Well, that just tells you how bad he wanted out of one
right.
Cleveland. I guess they were like, he literally found out after he was like signing, like, I don't know, like shirts and helmets for the Browns fans. He found out, he got in his car, and within an hour he was on the road and he drove to Buffalo.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I'm like, oh, shit.
That's like that Davante Adams trade where he went to the Jets and, like, he played a game on Sunday and then Monday morning he was already over at Aaron Rodgers' house, like, for a party or something.
The NFL's crazy.
I know.
NFL's
now, I don't know if you saw, but our wide receiver, Jameson Williams, just got suspended for 2 games.
Oh, for what?
Some sort of performance-enhancing drug.
Oh.
Like creatine or Sudafed or something like that, where it's really silly.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which is like a joke. The NFL's a bit of a joke.
That's crazy. That's insane.
But
I
last year for gambling for like 8 games or something.
Well, that's our Von Miller got in trouble, so he got suspended for 4 games. I think we've got 2 more left. So that's but it's wild.
We play the Titans on Sundays. So
ooh.
You guys won like 34-10 or something, and I think we're going to try to beat that.
Ooh, I like that. I'm okay with that. We play Seattle, and that's a tough one. We got a tough schedule for the rest of the year. We got Seattle. We got Indiana. We got KC. We got San Fran. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the back half. Let me pull up your schedule.
It's not easy peasy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
You guys have a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are the only cakewalk in there.
Yeah.
You guys go Chiefs, Niners, Rams, then
right.
Us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not good.
All before December. That's crazy.
Yeah. So hopefully Josh stays healthy. Amari Cooper pulls it off. Our defense. Whatever. It's been all right. As long as nobody gets hurt, knock on wood.
No, that's like the number one thing in the league right now. No one getting hurt. There's been a ton of injuries.
Yes. It's been wild.
Yep.
That's all right. I needed to speak with Miss Nata Tat about some diamonds.
I would love to have you talk to her, but
she's
not
there. Not
in. Yeah.
She okay? She's been out a couple days.
Is she coming in today, do you know? She's supposed to be coming in today, but
okay.
I'm not sure when, but I can leave a note on your desk. Is there anything, like, do you need diamonds back?
I need a diamond, yes, that somebody has sold.
Someone else has sold. Okay.
Yeah, somebody else here has sold. I'll replace it because it's part of your long term.
Okay. Do you want to give me the info and
I'll
see if I can sell it for you?
That'd be perfect. You are appreciated.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. It is a 203 round ESI1 GIA.
All right, and you got a P number.
P301681.
All right, and it's part of our like long-term memo.
It is.
Is there like a invoice number attached to it?
There's a memo number.
Like that? Or a memo number?
Yeah. M712184.
All right. I'm going to start doing some digging for you, and I'll get that, see if I can ship that out.
You are appreciated.
Could you also just email Natalie and let her know, like, hey, Michael pulled this diamond and is getting rid of it?
Because
when she comes in, she's going to want to, like, pull it out of her own system that she has. And I don't really mess with that because it's Natalie's system. And
I got you, Bo.
I want to dig into it. So that way she has a reminder, like, hey, remove this one out of our inventory and whatnot.
Send back to me. All right. I just emailed her right now.
Cool. And then any word on getting those select?
So I started to actually, I'm going to wait till after this weekend because we have the buying event and we have more pieces. But I started to kind of pull ideas. I called Natalie too, but she hasn't been there. That's why I was like, I hope it's okay. Just to kind of get an idea. I mean, I talked to you, but I also wanted to talk to her about, like, ideas, what she guys wanted. But you'll have those November 1st.
All right, cool. That's kind of the timeline that we're
looking
at. And then with those items, like whatever you send, is it something that we're going to be able to keep through the holiday, right?
Yeah, it's going to go on the long-term memo. The only thing I ask is if, like this, for instance, like this was a sold. So if it's sold... Now I'll pull it and replenish it with something different.
Sure. All right. That works. Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that, like, for the holiday we could have something that's not, like, send it in November and then send it out 10 days later. It's something that...
No. Nope. It's long term. And unless, again, if I have it sold, then I'll ask for it back and I'll just replace it with something else.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right. You are appreciated, my friend. What's up?
I keep getting these calls and... Do you know anything about, you know, people using these, like, Novotas or RapNet or Polymarket?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't use them. We don't want to use them. But is that, like, are they actually major players in the game at this point?
Novota, Polymarket, is it Poly... Oh, my God, I just went blank. Polygon. So Polygon and RapNet is something that jewelers will use. The problem is that I find is you go onto the whole market and you just – it's like a customer walking in and saying, I just went on Blue Nile. And I found a – and so you really never know what you're getting.
Exactly.
So, like, they're not going to tell you there's a brown hue. They're not going to tell you if it's a black. You know what I mean?
And we have zero interest in working with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking your opinion because you're much more hands-on in the industry with what's out there for diamond vendors. And we don't want them because, you know, we want it. Our business is all relationship built.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're asking you for memo, long-term memo. You're hand-picking diamonds for us, and you'll tell it to me straight. Like, no, this is a crappy diamond. Like, don't get this.
Yeah, you're not getting
that. Hey, this is a great deal. You should pick this up and whatnot. And that's what really
grows. I mean, it really,
hey, I could save $100 by buying from this guy in you know, New Jersey or India or whatever.
But then you don't because you pay for shipping. You have to give your social on every account. Like, so that's, like... Again, I understand the value, like, from our end of it, like, when we're in the market looking to buy, I think it helps. But like you said, I mean, there are jewelers who absolutely use both because they don't care about relationships. They want the absolute cheapest one.
Yeah.
But then...
And a lot of times that'll bite you in the butt.
Correct. Correct.
Sure,
there's always...
an extra 5% somewhere.
Right.
It's going to cost you an extra 25% down the road
when
something goes wrong.
Not only that, but it's never that way, really. Like, because you always pay for shipping, and it's always out of the country.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's free shipping. So you pay for that. And then there's no trade policy.
Tomorrow, you're going to get me something tomorrow.
That is true. But it is something that is used, for sure.
Yeah.
But... I more use it when I'm in the market looking to buy, or if, like, a customer is like, oh, no, down the street they found a really good deal on, you know, a 3-carat, and they're saying they're getting it for, you know, $15,000. I'll go on and I'll look really quick and be like, yeah, that's bullshit, or, yeah, that's true. I found it. Here it is.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean.
Hey, I got good news
for
you. Natalie actually just walked in.
Oh,
so
I
if you can hang out for a second.
Yeah.
She just ran to the bathroom. She'll be like a couple seconds.
Okay.
Do you wanna wait on hold?
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll never get her back.
Yeah, that's
true.
My thought as well. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold. And
all right.
I will go and let her know.
All right. Thanks, babe. I appreciate you.
You got it. See ya.
All right, bye.
Miner's Den has one of the finest repair facilities and design studios in the state of Michigan. The latest CAD design programs and cutting-edge 3D printing technology give our artisan jewelers and designers everything they need to create a perfect, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry for you or a loved one. This technology also allows us to complete intricate repairs on the most delicate items. Glad you called. Miner's Den is located on Rochester Road, just two blocks north of 13 Mile Road.
Hello.
Friend, how are you?
Friend, I'm okay. Hanging in there.
Where have you been? I've missed you.
I know. I've been busy.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Are you looking for another job? I got very nervous. I keep seeing you're out or you weren't available. I'm like, what is going on with my girl?
it's been a while, a couple weeks. I'll have to catch you up on another segment.
Oh boy.
But yeah, no, it's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You
okay? Good.
I just wanted to check up. Really, I know you just came in, so it's like you probably want to compose.
Yeah.
I gave Michael a P number that I needed because
okay.
I sold.
Yep, I see it. Okay.
You guys sold a 150 out of your
R&F.
Nope. It wasn't R&F. It was
AA.
If you did, I don't know about that one yet. And I replenished it yesterday, so you have it. You'll have it today.
Yay! Was that a long term or was that a short term or was it a
stock asset?
Oh, okay. It was a stock. Okay.
Yep. And then I don't want you to say anything, but I have to call Pam because I accidentally gave you guys an extra credit that you actually didn't have.
Oops. That's okay. We'll take that.
I know.
I'll let you take that up with Pam.
Right. So I'm going to take that up with Pam. I'm not ready to do that today, though. Like,
okay,
right this second.
Fine.
I have to mentally prepare. It's not horrible. It's just a double. It was a duplicate. I have to mentally prepare because I don't want. You know, I got to butter up. I got a thing going.
Yeah, I know you got a thing going. Okay. All right. All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I just really want to make sure you're good and all is well.
Yeah. We'll have to catch up. We'll just catch up on a side note. I'll have to hustle or give you a call afterwards and just give you a fill in. Yeah, absolutely. Everything's good, girl. It's just, you know, it's just a lot on my personal end, so.
Yeah. Do I need to fuck somebody up? I am on that type of time.
I know. I need some help with my dad. We need to whip him up in shape. We need to put world war order on him, you know?
Listen, say less.
He's taking a lot of my time, but it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, let me know if you need anything.
All right. I will, boo.
All right, please.
All right, I'll get this to you. I'll get the P number out, and
okay.
I'll go out tomorrow morning.
All right, boo. I love you.
All right, perfect. Love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye.